Okay, today is Daf Ches. We're on Daf Ches by the Mishnah. Today's shiur we'll learn from Ushleim Hashem and Tzvi Peril, Mordechai ben Malia, Moshe Shmuel ben Bas Yabela, and Avigail Bas Esther Malka.
Right.
Ready? Here we go. Here's as the Mishnah. Hareini Nazir, I'll be a Nazir, we had this yesterday. Kisar Roshi, like the hairs on my head. Ka'afar Ha'aretz, like the dust of the earth. Kachal Hayam, like the sand of the beach. Hareze Nazir Olam, you become what's called a Nazir Olam. You become a Nazir for the rest of your life. Umagaleach achas l'shloshim yom. But you can take a haircut once every 30 days. Why can you do that? Because that's the definition of a Nazir Olam. Why? Because you made a nether on something that's endless. Right? Like we said, yes, it's endless. Rebbe Omer, no. Ain't the Megaleach achas l'shloshim yom. That's not considered a Nazir Olam that lets you shave once every 30 days. It's not. So therefore, Rebbe is important to remember. Rebbe argues on the Tanakhama on this point. That's all you need to know. V'ezehu megaleach achas l'shloshim. According to Rebbe, what would count, what would be called a Nazir Olam, allowing you to shave once a month? Har omer hare alai naziros. You say it in plural. I'll be naziros, like the hairs on my head. If you say that, then you can what's it called? Then you become a Nazir forever, for your whole life, and you can take a haircut every 30 days. Kisar Roshi, Kafar Aretz, and Kachal Hayom. Very good. So there's a machlokes so far between Rebbe and the Tanakhama. Next case. Hareini Nazir Mole Habayis. If someone says, I'll be a Nazir as long as that house is filled up with something. Right? Or Mole HaKupo, or the barrel is filled up with something. Both can also. See, check it out. Im Amar Achas Gedola, Im Amar Achas Gedola, Nazarti, Nazir Lamed Yom. If he said, I'll be a big Nazir, then he's a Nazir for 30 days. Right? What does that mean? So look at the Ran, look at Tosfos. Tosfos says, it's the first two skinny lines. The first two skinny lines of the Tosfos on the side. He says, L'Rabbanan de'le'el Naziras acha Naziras. Right? According to the Rabbanan who hold, the Gemara is going to say that it's filled up with mustard seeds. Or something tiny. So it's endless. So according to the Rabbanan, you become a Nazir once every forever. But you could shave every 30 days. Ulu Rebbe Nazir is Aruch. And according to Rebbe, you become one Nazir. That's what the Tosfos says.
What's the difference between this and the one you said before?
No difference. So it's the same case. But you also said a Nazir Gedola, which we say to mean, it's a Tircha for me. Right? But the imam are stam nazarti. If someone says stam, rowan es akupa ki ilu hi malaya chardol, we view the house as if it's full of mustard seeds. The nazir kol yamav, and you become a nazir your whole life. Says Tosos dahainu shin samach hey. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Take that back. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I read the wrong Tosfos. The Tosfos on the first case was when he said Nazir Gedolah. The Tosfos before Pirish Naziris Echad Achas Nadarti. I made one Naziris. V'had Ka'amar Mole Habayis. But why did I say that? The Irichali Milsa. It's a big tircha for me. V'Eini Nazir El Shloshim Yom. Right. I'm sorry. So let's go back to the second cases in the Mishnah. Hareini Nazir Mole Bayis Mole Kupa. Both can also Im Amar Achas Gedola Nazarti Nazir Lamed Yom. If you said I want to be a Nazir, but this is such a pain in the neck for me, what a tircha! You become a Nazir for 30 days, a regular Nazir. That's yesterday. Now Im Amar Stam Nazarti. If you said Stam, right? Rowan es Akupa Ki Iluhi Malei Achardol V'Nazir Kol Yamav. You view the house as if it's full of mustard seeds. And then that's like saying another on my hair. So according to the Rabbanan, according to the Tanakhama, you become another forever. According to both, according to the Tanakhama, you can shave once a month, and according to Rebbe, you cannot.
What we had before is stam nazir shloshim yom.
What?
We had before stam nazir shloshim yom.
I know, but you said I'm going to be another like that house.
No.
That's not stam. No. So we say, if you said, and it's a big tircha for me, then you meant to be one nazir. But if you said, I'll be a nazir like whatever's in that house. What's in that house? Well, we view it as if it has the smallest possible item, which is why we're being so machmer. How about if it's full of watermelons?
Right.
So we'll get to that. We'll get to that in the Gemara. Right? But we view it as the smallest possible item, and therefore it's just a hair. It's endless.
It's not endless. It's within four walls. It's not endless.
What? But the Gemara assumes it can't. The Gemara says it's going to be more than the years of your life. Right? It's going to be more than 120. Right?
Correct.
Right, so the truth is the Keren Ora says, how come by the case yesterday we didn't ask the guy? What?
Which case?
The case of I'll be a nozzle like the hair on my head. Why don't you ask him what he means? Over here we're asking him. Right, so the Keren Ora explains, because the Meiri says, because when you say mole habayis, it might mean something different than all your hair, semantics.
Another question, let's say he's bald when he's
sick. I don't know, I was thinking about that yesterday. I was thinking about that. Does it go by the hair of an average person or by him? I was thinking about that, I don't know. Next, Hareini Nazir Mikan Ad Makom Ploni. I become a Nazir from here, the time it takes to go from here to there. So Omdin, Kama Yomim Mikan Ad Makom Ploni. How long does it take to go from here to there? In Pachas Milamid Yom, Nazir Lamid Yom. If it's less than a 30-day journey, I'll go from here to Far Rockaway. Doesn't take 30 days. It takes much less than that. So then you become a Nazir for 30 days. Im Lav, Nazir Kiminyan Hayomim. If someone says I'm going to walk to Florida, it takes a long time to do that. It might not even take 30 days. Probably less. Maybe, I don't know, how long does it take to walk? A long time. Right, a long time. So if you say I'm going to walk to California, right, you'll become a Nazir. How long does that take? Next. Hareini Nazir Kiminyan Yemos Hachama. That we had yesterday with the walking. Hareini Nazir Kiminyan Yemos Hachama. If someone says I'll be a Nazir, like the days of the sun, Mona Naziros Kiminyan Yemosachama. You become a Nazir, right? Like the number of days in a year. What does that mean?
354.
Three. What?
No, 354.
Can't hear you.
Summer. No.
What's summer?
Summer, no.
No, it means the days of the sun.
It's
all
the calendar.
So,
365.
365. So you become a Nazir for 365 months. No, 365 months. Why? Because time Nazir is a Shalosh Yom. So each time, what you said was, I will be a Nazir 365 times. How long is each Nazir? Stop, 30 days. Right, that's what Tosfos says. The Hainu, Shin Tam, how long is that, by the way?
Shin
Samachay. Chadashim. Yiyah Nazir. I'm going to be a Nazir for 365 months. Nazir, Naziris, Acha Naziris. Keep on going. Umagalech, B'yamintayim. I can bring a haircut in between. Umavi carbon. I bring carbonus in between. Kim and Dikara Kiminyan. Since he said the word minion, Mashma Naziris, Velo Nazir Arach. You meant to break it up. How long is that, by the way? It's 30 years and 5 months. So for the next 30 years, you're a Nazir. Right?
Unless he's matzah by
Right.
You need it.
Amar Yehuda, Maisa Haya, Kivan Shehishlam, Mace. It was a story once. A guy took a Nazir, he said that, and after 30 years, the guy died. That's a Raya, that doesn't mean your whole life. And it's a Raya, it doesn't mean 365, you know, it's a Raya, it means 365 months, which is 30 years. Right? Yeah. Next. Says the Gemara. Rowan es hakupa ki'ilu mileya chardol v'nazir kol yamav. You view the house, or you view the barrel as if it's full of mustard seeds, and you become a nazir your whole life. V'amai, why? V'lech zaya ki'ilu mileya kishu'un u'duluin. Let's say it's the amount, maybe a house might, it still might be more than 120 watermelons in a house. Let's say a barrel. So if you have a barrel, you fill up a barrel with mustard seeds, more than 120 in there. You're going to be a nazir your whole life. Fill it up with watermelons, it could be 6 or 7. Big fat ones, you know? So why don't we say that? Why are we being so machmer? Why don't we say that? For the hebel takanta, and the guy can have an out. The guy won't be a nazir his whole life. Right?
Why does he make this outlandish statement?
Can you
clarify?
So
it's all four.
It's a
crazy thing like that.
So,
Yeshua are different, it's bigger, right?
What?
Yeah.
Yeshua and are bigger.
Yeah. So Tosfos has, there's a Mishnah, it's amazing. This Mishnah doesn't appear in Maseches Nazir, but it appears in Maseches Tahiros. It's a three word statement. It says, Safek Niziros Lahakel. There's a concept, a Safek, I don't know what he meant. What do you know what the guy mean? The house is full. Full of what? The barrel's full. Full of what? So I don't know if you make them. That's the Tosus explained. That's what the Gemara's question is. There's a Mishnah out there that said, Safek Niziros Lahakel. So I would be in some Machmir. Why? So, Amar Chizkiya, the Machlokes Shinuya Virab Shimonhi. It's a machlokes. And we go to the opinion of Rav Shimon, the Amar who said, Adam machnes es atzmot ledavar shesfeku chamu mevadai. It's possible that your a suffik is more machmer than a vadai. It's possible. How so? What does that mean? Right? What does that mean? A suffik could be more machmer than a vadai. A guy says, I'll be a nazir, like the amount of watermelons in that barrel. Then you become a nazir, the amount of watermelons in the barrel. But if a guy says, I'll be a nazir, whatever's in the barrel, we assume it's the smallest possible item. Why? Because it's possible for a safek to be worse than a vaday. How so? Titania. Hareini nazir, if someone says, I'll be a nazir, al manas, shihei bikri zeh, meya kor, I'll be a nazir if there's 100 kor in that pile. And what if there isn't 100 kor in that pile? I won't be a nazir. You come to the pile and you realize there was 100 here once. Maybe each one's individually wrapped. There was 100 here, but someone stole one. Or two. Or got lost. So when I made the net, there was there 100? We don't know.
Maybe
not. So what is that called?
Suffolk.
It's a suffolk. Reb Shimon Oser. Reb Shimon says, Oser. She suffolk the zeros lahachmir. Because suffolk the zeros is worse. Right? By the way, what does that mean? Had you known for sure there was 100, then what happens? You become a nazir, and when your nazirus is over, you bring a carpenter, you're done. Here, the guy's never going to be done. Because we don't know, we can't let him bring carbonos for no reason, so we don't know. Suffolk is worse. He's worse off than a vadai. Right. Okay?
I'm saying he's suffolk.
What? Rabbi Yehuda Matir. Rabbi Yehuda Matir. Shesafik the Zeros Lahakel. It's a machlokas. So we're holding Reb Shimon, who doesn't say that. That's what the Gemara said. Amar Chizkia, machlokas Shinuya is a machlokas about this issue. Reb Shimon, and our mission takes a machmer position, like Reb Shimon, that a suffik is stuck. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says no. I feel the tenor of Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah can even jive with Rabbi Yehuda. How so? Hasam, by the case of the pile, lo nachas lay naziris. The naziris never got off the ground. Right? The naziris never gets off the ground. Why is it? If there's 100 in that pile, I'll be a nazir. Is there 100 or not? Well, there was, now there isn't. We're not sure when there was, when he made the nether, we're not sure. Says Rabbi Yehuda, that's a suffix, forget it. By our case, Hacha, but in our case, where a guy said, I'll be a nazir, like whatever's in that barrel. He's definitely a nazir. There's no question about it. The only question is how long. Right? Hanachis le naziris. He's definitely a nazir. B'may sol kuamine. How are you getting out of this? How are you getting out of being a nazir? In the other case of the Cree, listen, I'm only going to become a nazir if there's 100 in that pile. I walk to the pile, there isn't 100. But there was 100. We know for sure there was 100. So we're not sure, was there 100 when you said it? Not, we don't know. Says Rabbi Yehuda, Suffolk the Zeros Lahakel, forget, let it go home. Here, I'll be a Nazir, whatever's in that barrel. There's no question the barrel's not empty. There's no question. You're definitely a Nazir. The question is, how long? Like 7 or 8? Or for your whole life? That's a big suffix. That's not suffix Nazir's Lachal. That's suffix Nazir's Lachmer. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree with that.
Why is that? I'm getting it. It's still related to the Zeros. Why would you say, apply that to that? What's the difference? You're in the world of the
Zeros. Because in the first case, you're not definitely a Nazir.
Right.
Because maybe the pile was deficient. So your Tanai never took hold.
Right.
So you're not a Nazir. So it's about Chalabas. Should be a Nazir, not a Safi. Sajib Yehuda, Safi Nazir is a Hakul. Over here, you're definitely a Nazir. Definitely a Nazir. The only question is how long? So maybe everybody would agree, if you're definitely a Nazir, I'm only now, what's the issue now? A detail. I can be Machmer too. The last Tosfos on the page, Hacha Nachis Naziris, you see it?
Yes.
He says, Klomar, Bimas Nisin Al Karcha Chayiv L'Naziris Achas. Because the, you know what? We have to go back. We have, Afilu Ibatek Omar. What if there's dough in the barrel? So dough is one clump. Tell us what? Dough. A clump of dough.
It's one piece.
It's exactly. It's not even watermelons. One piece.
But you can break it into many pieces.
Fine, but right now it's one piece.
Cut up a watermelon thing. That's right.
If you look at Tosfos, go back. Go through Tosfos Velechzi Kiilhi Malek Shuva Deluin Vitahvele Dakanta. But that was the Gemara's original question. Let's say that the barrel is full of what? Full of watermelons. Let's say it's full of watermelons. Right? And therefore what? Much less in there. Why do you say that? So the Gemara answered, it's a machlokas and a suffix worse than a badai. But in the question, Tosfos says, Amas nisin kaparach. The Gemara, the Amar ro, and kielu himalei chardal, ein latakana, you're stuck for your whole life. For who adin de matzil mifrach, lechzi kiman de malei botzek. Maybe there's dough in there. V'lon is chavin ze elan aziris echad. I want to be nothing one time, one clump. Right, one. Uktsatz kasha, dehech nekel olem misafek. Why? It's a daraisa here. Being a nazir is a daraisa. So what's the question for you, nekel? What's the question? It's a daraisa. So Gemara Tosfos says, Yesh lomar, tehasam tam, b'mesechus tahairas, stam naziris lahakel. Why is that? Stam naziris lahakel. Not sure why that is. V'im tomar.
You have it right here. Buddha says, Sabek naziris lahakel, isn't that a taharas?
Because that's a Mishnah. This is a braisa. Right, so I would be nakel. So what was the Gemara's question? The Gemara's question was, why are we viewing the house so full of mustard seeds? Maybe let's view it full of watermelons. So Tosfos says, what kind of question is that? What kind of question is that? This is Daraisa. No, because there's a mission that says, Stam Naziris Lahakel. Right? So therefore what? How could it even be such a... What does that mean? Think about it. What does that mean, Stam Naziris Lahakel? He put himself into a Daraisa position. Why would we be Makel?
Right.
So we don't even answer that question. So Tosfos then moves on to another question. Vim Tomar.
Same thing. You just said, you're sure that...
So this Tosfos is in the question. In the question...
No, but here in the Tosfos is saying, sure you're in the Zeros, you're in the Zeros for the Chardal, you're in the Zeros for watermelon.
Or even dough.
So it's here, no, right, but in reply, a subject of Zeros will help, even if you're in the world when it is.
Correct.
You said before that...
So we're sure that disagrees with that.
No, we said
even
more
women
agree with that.
Oh, I see what you say. One sec. I hear. That's a good question. Vin Tomar, Vala El, Gabin Bikadvet Sofa Olam, Parach. Right? Over there we said, we asked L'chumra, at Sofa Olam, right? V'yeshlamar, Dahasam lo yada shum tzad, Dematzalamemar, Kula, Malishna. How can we make over there? What's the Kula? I'll walk from here to there. Where's the Kula? When you say some anonymous statement, whatever's in the barrel, whatever's behind door number one, I don't know what's in there. So we can be makel and say it's full of dough. What's the kula by the walking? There's no kula. There's nothing we can save for the guy. There's no way to save the guy. The mikan vad sofa olam. It said, I'll walk from here to the end of the world. What do you want to say? He meant the town, the next town over, called end of the world. Right, you know, the end of the world, Wisconsin. Is that what he meant? Is that what he meant? So what do you do for the guy? There's no kula. There's nothing else to do for the guy. We had no choice over there to be machmer. Here we have a choice. Let's view the barrel as if it's full of dough. Right? Lekach parach lechumra mashmuz l'shono. That's why over there we were machmir. Aval hacha kasal zaydech the ein adam machmiz atvo l'davar seiko chamer mivadai. Why on earth would somebody put himself into a position where the suffix is going to be worse than the vadai? Why would anybody do that? So the Gemara's answer is somebody did that. It's a machlokas if someone would do that. Right, exactly. So why would anybody do that? Why would anybody make themselves life so difficult? That the suffix is now worse than a vaday. Why would anybody do that? If he was to shore mustard in that barrel, Mona Naziris, Acha Naziris, La'olam, he'd become another forever, but every 30 days he could take a haircut. Now we don't know, right? The kishuin, oh, but take this chave. Did he mean dough? Did he mean melons? Mishigaleach pamachas shuv liyachal as yavi carbon. The carbon in yachal avi, you can't bring a carbon because they reach chul lazara. So we don't want to tell this guy. Therefore, he's all messed up. That was the Gemara's question. The answer was a machlokes, and Rav Shimon says, yeah, taka. Somebody will do that. Somebody will put themselves into a suffix. Okay. So what did the Gemara answer? The Gemara answered that maybe Rabbi Yehuda, who said that nobody puts themselves into a suffix, would agree that when the suffix is only regarding a detail, that even he would agree that a suffix is worse than a vaday. Asks the Gemara Yossi's question, am I low? Why not? Why would he agree to that? Let's say the barrel's full of what's it called? Watermelons, and he has it out. Right? In other words, Rabbi Yehuda said, the Gemara wanted to make a distinction between I don't know if I'm even a Nazir, because I'm not sure when someone stole the Kri from the Kri, so it went down, the number went down, and my tonight's never going to happen, I don't know. And the other case, right, where I know I'm definitely a Nazir. Whatever's in that barrel. But since even Rabbi Yehuda would agree, Kibbe Machmer. Why does one agree to that? Right? Sol Kedaitach, I would think, right? Nazirus, who the Kibbel Aleha, he accepted Nazirus, and therefore, even though we're not sure to know what's in the barrel, you should still be Makel. Right? Look at Tosfos. Kolomar is still, six lines. Kolomar. No matter what, you can take a haircut every 30 days. If it's one Naziris, excellent. V'i, nami, chaydel kibbel aleha, and even if it was the worst possible thing, mustard. Matzi legalech achashloshim yom. You can take a shave every 30 days. Had he said beferish chardel, klomar, harbin naziros, velo naziros achas aruch, how many, it's many naziros as opposed to one long one. Vikivan shi galeach lesov shloshim, shuv lo tita all of the naziros of Yehuda. Deman lema lon de chardel kibole dilma basek vihishlo naziro. Fahash to dame lahuda de creed omer of Yehuda, mutter. Ve'eno, ve'amai en yachal histalek. In other words, what's the difference between saying, I'll be a Nazir, but I'm not sure how long I'm going to be a Nazir, because I'm not sure what's in there, and opposed to, there's no 100 pieces in that pile, I'm not a Nazir. It's the same suffix. So therefore, the Gemara asked, according to Yehuda, we can't say that he's not a Nazir at all. He should be able to shake, take a haircut every once every 30 days. Just like, the Chacham said that. Gesund. You hear that question? The answer is, Rav Yehuda suffer like a Rebbe, because Rav Yehuda holds like Rebbe. Rebbe said in our Mishnah, what did Rebbe say in our Mishnah? If someone says, I'll be a Nazir, like the hair in my head, he's a Nazir forever. Why? Because he has to say Naziros in plural. Since he didn't say Naziros in plural, he's a Nazir forever. Rav Yehuda holds like that. Therefore, the guy's... Therefore what? Therefore he can never take a haircut. He's another forever. Has nothing now to do with Suffolk and Vaday.
Wait a minute. If it's forever, you could take a haircut.
He's not very special.
Not according to Rebbe. That's why I said. Go back to the first line of the Mishnah. Hamei Nazir Kesar Roshi. Kafar Aretz. Kechol Yom. Hamei Nazir Olam. Rabbi Omer, you cannot take a haircut every 30 days. Because the Eidzehu Nazir, who can? Hare alai naziros. If you say it in plural, Bishai Roshi, Bafar Aretz, Kachalayam.
What is he?
He's another little olam, it's called. Yes. We said it yesterday, the day before that. And then he can never take a haircut. There's nothing to do now with Suffolk and Vaday. You're right. When the guy says, I'll be another, if there's 100 over there, and I come back and there isn't 100, but maybe when I said it 20 minutes ago there was, that's a Suffolk. So it's not another, it's a Suffolk. Over here, there's no Suffolk. You're definitely a Nazir. The only issue is, how long are you a Nazir for? Right? So Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't like Rabbi. Rabbi didn't care about all this stuff. Right? It's a big number, you're Nazir forever. I hold like that. Okay.
So the point of Rabbi, you were saying that it doesn't make a difference if it says the Olam or not?
Correct, unless you say Nazir.
Unless you
say
Nazir.
Right. Ditnan, Rabbi Omer, Ein Zeh Megaleh Achas HaShoshim Yom. Ve'ein Zeh Hu Megaleh Achas HaShoshim Yom. Harei Elai Nazir Rose. Kisar Roshi, Ukefa'ar for Aretz, Ukechol Hayom. You have to say Nazir Rose in plural. Since he didn't say that over here, he becomes another forever. So it's not Akasha. So again, going back to the statement. So why are we Machmer in the Mishnah? Why do we say the barrel is full of something so small? Because we hold like Reb Shimon, that person would make himself worse. A suffix is worse than a vadai. Okay? Now the Gemara asks, 1 second. Rabbi Yehuda, mi savala ka Rebbe? Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold like Rebbe? That's what we have to say, right? We're off on a whole tangent now. We answered the question. The question of the Gemara was, why is a suffix worse than a vadai? The answer is because Reb Shimon said that. Rabbi Yehuda said not like that. But we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. And not only that, Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rebbe. Right? So the Gemara says, 1 second. Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold like Rebbe? Vatnan. Hareni Nazir Kimidi Mosachama. If someone said, I'll be a Nazir 365 months, like the Midi Mosachama. Right? What did Rabbi Yehuda say? Amar Yehuda, Maisahaya. There was a story that what happened. A guy said, I'll be a Nazir for 365 months. Vikimid Jehishlan Nais. And when he finished his Naziras, he died. According to Rebbe, he's never going to finish his Naziris. He's going to die a Nazir. Why?
Because
it's Olam. It's forever. So what does Rebbe Yehuda mean by this? Oh, he finished his Naziris. He was so excited, he died. According to Rebbe, he's never going to die. I mean, he's going to die. But he's never going to not be a Nazir. He's going to be a Nazir until the day he dies. Not for 365 months. Forever. Why? Because when you say a statement like that, you'll become another forever. So what kind of statement? How can Rabbi Yehuda hold like Rebbe? If you hold that he was Naziros, higher time of the Kivah the Hishlam Meis, that would make sense. If it's Naziris, Hacha Naziris, so after 365 months, it was finished, he made a party, he died, makes sense. Eli Amrit Chad Naziris Kibbaleha, but if he became a Nazir one time, Mihavi Hashlama Klal, there isn't even a Hashlama. Never finished. It's never going to finish. So what did Rabbi Yehuda mean by that? What he meant was, it finished. How can he say that if he holds like Rebbe?
Right?
So, V'od, another question. Misavalak Rebbe? I have another proof that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree with Rebbe. Why? V'atanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hareni Nazir, Minyan, Hilkati Kayet, or Minyan Shiboli Shmita. A guy says, I'll be a Nazir, however many piles of wheat are in that silo. Same kind of type of case. Or however many things he bundled up for Shemitah. Mon and Naziros, Kaminyan, Hilkati Kayit, or Kaminyan Shiboli Shemitah. So how long are you a Nazir? However many bundles there are. According to Rebbe, you're a Nazir forever. How can Rebbe be the whole like Rebbe? So, the Gemara answers, Minyan Shiny. No, this is not a case that said, I'll be a Nazir like the dust on the earth. That's not what he said. I'll be a Nazir like the dust in the barrel. That's finite. That's different. Really, he does hold like Rebbe. He holds like Rebbe when it's infinite. So when a guy says, I'll be a Nazir for 365 months, that's finite. That's finite. Right? So once that's over, which we said is 30 years, once that's over, the guy's done. According to Rebbe, he's not done. Rabbi Yehuda's a lot of, right?
They're arguing on that point.
What? Exactly. Umi shiny le Rebbe minion? Does Rebbe make that distinction? Vatanya, Hareini Nazir Kiminyan Yemos HaChama. If someone says, I'll be a Nazir, like the days of the sun, or Mona Nazir is Kiminyan Yemos HaChama. Kimei HaLavana, Mona Kimei HaLavana. The moon, you become a Nazir, like the days of the moon. Right? That's the Tanakhama. Rebbe Omer, Adchi Omer Naziros Alai, Kiminyan Yemos HaChama, or Kiminyan Yemos HaLavana. You have to say Naziros. And if you don't say Naziros, you become a Nazir forever. So what do you see from here? Even Rebbe holds that when you say minyan, you're still a Nazir forever. And the Gemara is going to answer, well, Rebbe doesn't have to agree with that point to Rebbe. He doesn't have to agree with that detail of Rebbe. Right? So Gemara answers, Rebbe Yehuda savar la kivase bechada, upala le bechada. Yeah, he agrees with him on one point, and he argues on another point. Savar le kivase bechada, naziros, kibbal alayhu. He agrees with Rebbe that if you're makabal in the zeros, that's infinite, then you're a nazir forever. Not a nazir every 30 days. And he argues on the other point about the minyan. Ilu Rebbe Yehuda Shanile Mona. Rebbe Yehuda agrees. Mona means a minyan. If you say, I'll be a nazir for X number of days, how many days? I'll be a nazir for like the days of the year. That's finite. Then you're a nazir for 365 months. Rebbe Lo Shanile Mona. Rebbe doesn't make that distinction. Rebbe said, anytime you don't say the word naziros, you just say nazir, even if it's finite, you become a nazir forever. Or even if not forever, you can't shave every 30 days. Right? Even if Rebbe can't disagree that if you say I'll be a nazir like the days of the year, you're a nazir for 365 months. The difference is, can you shave in between? Rebbe says no, and Rebbe Yehuda could say yes. I hold like Rebbe's other part, that if it's endless, I do agree with that. Then you become a nazir forever. But I disagree on this point. Whew. Okay? So how many sheets do we have? To recap, we have three. We have the Tanakhama, Rebbe, and Rebbe Yehuda, who's a half Rebbe, right? Okay. What about? No, Rav Shimon only spoke about a suffix. Rav Shimon only dealt with what's the issue with a suffix? Can a suffix be worse than a vaday? Rav Shimon said yes. That explains our Mishnah. Now we then get onto a tangent on Rav Yehuda, right? What? Tanur Rabbanan. Hareini Nazir kol yemei chayai. If someone says I'll be a Nazir my whole life, Hareini Nazir olam. I'll be a Nazir olam. Hareini Nazir olam. You're a Nazir olam. Afilu meyashana, afilu elef shanim, even if I say I'll be another for 100 years, I'll be another for 1,000 years. Ein ze nazir olam, ela nazir li olam. It's not a nazir olam, it's a nazir li olam. What's the difference? Can you shave? A nazir olam you can, and a nazir li olam you can't. Right?
What's the difference in the Russian?
What? One's, what?
Why? When you give a number, it's all.
Yeah.
Because
one, that's exactly the point. One's a number, one's not. One's endless and one isn't.
One's
finite and one's infinite.
Right.
The infinite's the wrong word. One's finite and one has no end. I'll be another till the day I die. That has no end. It ends when you die. That's not considered an end. If 1,000 years, I'm not going to live 1,000 years, but it has an end. That's the distinction.
You say, why one imply you can't take it? Why do you say that?
What?
Why is the one that's fine, that's finite?
That was yesterday, so I want to remember what it said yesterday. What's the reason why? What's the reason for that?
I see.
So it started.
Cycles of,
right.
And what is one thing?
This whole thing started with Avshalom. This whole Gemara started with Avshalom, who said, he's another forever, but he was allowed to shave every 30 days. Right?
No.
Once a year, it was a machlokas. Some said 30 days, some said even 7 days. But the Gemara here just keeps saying 30 days. It's a machlokas about that. The point is that when you say you're a Nazir on an infinite amount of time, not infinite, endless, then you're allowed to shave once a month or once a year, whatever it is. But if it's finite, even if it's way longer than your lifetime, like 1,000 years, then you're a nazir forever. You can't touch your hair. Why that is, I'm not 100% sure what the difference. We did it already. I don't remember. Okay, next. Tanu Rabbanan. Hareini nazir v'achas. If someone says, I'll be a nazir plus one. Monish Tayim, it's two. The Ode, I'll be a nazir plus one and also. That's Monish Alosh. That's three. Vishuv. And then you say, plus again. Mona Arba. You become four. So Pshita. Is that obvious? Well, I would have thought Vishuv, Kikulu. Maybe Vishuv means to double over. Maybe it means you're six. In other words, I said, I'll be a nazir plus one and also. That's three. And again. Maybe that's three plus three. So we don't say that. Kamash Bolan Dilah. We don't say that. Rather, you become a nazir four times. Next. Tanu Rabbanan Hareini Nazir. If someone says, I'll be a nazir. Sumchas Omer. Hain. If someone says, I'll be a nazir, Hain. What's Hain? Achas. One. Daigon. Shtayim is two. Trigon. Shalosh is three. Tetragon is Arab, it's four. Pentagon is Chamesh, it's five. What's the Chiddush about this? What does the Brisa say? You can become a Nazir in any other language. Even Greek? Even Greek? Tosfos says in Baba Basra that even if you don't know what these words mean, right? It's like we had before, by a kinui. If someone says a lashon of a kinui, you don't even know what you're saying. Another walks by and someone says, I'll be like that one. And me too. You don't even know what you're saying. Right? You're just following the mob. You'll become a nazir. Now that might not be true if you say it in some African language you've never heard of. Might not be true. But these words are very common and frequent, and it's true. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan, Lord of Braitha, base eagle, what if you have a circular house? A circular house that doesn't have any walls. Or Daigon, or a two-walled house. I don't know how you could have such a thing. It's not a house. Two-cornered house. How do you have a two-cornered house?
It's like a V.
So it's not a house.
Two-cornered house is a straight line.
It's a V. No, it's a V. So then it's not a house. It's open. It's an open house? Like a veranda or something?
I don't know, maybe.
Or trigon, a three-cornered house. That you could have. Pentagon, a five-cornered house. You could sure have that. Eno metame negayim. It doesn't become tame in negayim. Okay, why not? Because tetragon metame in negayim. If it's a four-cornered house, then yeah. My time, but why? Because lamatu omer kir kiroth. It says corners. Ulamailahu omer kir kiroth hare kan arba. Has to be only four. And if it's not four, it can't become a house with saras. I had a kasha, I didn't see the answer for. You know, we say it by tzitzis. You have to have a four-cornered garment, right? What if you have a three-cornered garment? You're not chayav in tzitzis. What if you have a five-cornered garment? You are chayav in tzitzis. Because four is included in five. No kshayav. Fair shalom. That's a separate issue. But you have to be chayav in tzitzis.
Right.
So why are we always say the same thing? Four is included in five. It's more than five, but you have four corners. You have a four-cornered house. You have another one. So, but it's not halacha. Maybe because it's the same thing over there by tzitzis. Learn that of tzukim. Where you get four from? Right? Kanaf. Right? It says kanaf, and they learn out four. Same thing over here. Why do we get four? Why do you get a four-cornered house? Because they learn out of tzukim. Kir, kiros, four.
Isn't it four sides?
What?
It's
a zayin.
So five.
Sure it is. It's more than that. You have that plus.
That house yeah. Wouldn't
I wouldn't? I don't know about that. I don't know. Anyway, I don't know.
What does that do with the zeros
to this? They're just showing you that
Greek
the Greek terminology that a four cornered house. That's all.
Nothing to do with
the zeros. Hajjalach kol kinoi, Hajjalach kol kinoi, Hajjalach kol kinoi. Tomorrow we start the next perek, and I tell you right now, it's very hard off tomorrow. It's very difficult. I'm going to try. It's really hard. I went through it, and I was like, I have to go through this again. I really don't understand it. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.